But now, 16 days into this very real war with Iran, this vital waterway connecting the Persian Gulf to the Arabian Sea is effectively closed. Satellite imagery showing the rapid decline in the flow of ships and Iran's new supreme leader, Mojtaba Khamenei, vowing to keep the bloc on the strait as leverage.
They are exercising sheer desperation in the Straits of Hormuz. Something we're dealing with, we have been dealing with it, and don't need to worry about it.
But there is deep concern. Oil prices this week hitting more than $100 a barrel for the first time since 2022. Surging gas prices in the U.S., now $3.70 a gallon, up 76 cents since the start of the war. The U.S. tapping the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, authorized to release 172 million barrels, part of a coordinated effort with more than 30 countries to stabilize markets. And now, with Iran reportedly laying mines in the strait, the U.S. targeting more than 30 mine-laying Iranian vessels, according to CENTCOM, and launching those air attacks on Karg Island, where 90% of Iran's crude oil is processed. President Trump claiming the bombing totally obliterated every military target as he threatened to wipe out the island's oil infrastructure if Iran continues to block the Strait of Hormuz.